branding, experience, conversation, promotion, powerful marketing, empowering small business to change their status quo. It's the Internet Show, all about small business marketing. Jay Aaron hosts the brightest minds in marketing. Power to the small business.
Hey there and welcome. It's episode number 99 of Power to the Small Business. My name is Jay Arrett, Dean of Marketing Know-How at themarketingspot.com and your Dexter of the marketing world. I kill only the bad marketing plans. This is the final episode of the old format, what you have come to know as Power to the Small Business. With episode number 100, we will launch the reformat. Lots of surprises in store for you. That will happen in 2 weeks from today. And this is April 3rd. This podcast episode number 99 is set to broadcast on April 3rd. So on April 17th, we'll let you recover from tax day here in the States. And you get to hear the brand new podcast. But next week on the 10th, we're going to replay the most popular episode of all time of the big show. Of the 99 episodes, what do you think is the most popular of all time? Not that you know all 99 episodes, but whatever that one is, and I'm going to save the drama for next week, you get to tune in and listen to the most popular episode of all time. Oh, the drama. I can hardly stand it. Hey, I want to remind you about our Create a Marketing Plan workshop. This is how you can create a custom marketing plan for your business to grow your business. It starts on April 3rd, today, when this podcast is being released. We will have late signups for the next week. Now, the cost of enrollment, the tuition for this workshop, it's totally online, and you can view it totally at your leisure because we record everything. You can watch stuff live, or you can listen to it at your leisure, watch it at your leisure. For the next week, we will have late signups. Our enrollment is 249 right now. That's it. I can't even remember my own prices, right? 249. But if you use the discount code 175, that's 175, you will get this 9-week online course where you will build a complete marketing plan for your business for $175. Wow. Worth it, right? Go to themarketingspot.com/plan. themarketingspot.com/plan. No guests on the big show this week. It's totally solo, totally me. No guest feature because I'm going to take a deep dive into the customer experience, customer loyalty equation today. And it's a big frustration and a big challenge for me when I work with clients to get them to include the customer experience in their marketing plan. It's a big challenge. They say, hey, that's a business function, isn't it, Jay? And yes, it is a business function, but it is also a marketing function, and it belongs in your marketing plan. And I hope that I'll be able to convince you of that today as we take a deep dive into this equation, because the customer experience is the number one determinant of customer loyalty, not your price, not your product, the experience. You've heard me say this many times if you're a regular listener to the show. And so if it's the number one determinant of customer loyalty, it is a marketing function and you should build it into your marketing plan. So let's say a customer walks into your store, and for our purposes, this is going to be a sports apparel store. Now, this works for any type of business where you have personal one-to-one contact at some point with a customer. So we're not talking about a strictly e-commerce store here like Amazon or something like that. And so for our purposes, this is going to be a sports apparel store, a physical store. But this works on web-only type businesses too. So the customer walks in. They're looking for some new workout equipment in your sports apparel store. And they're looking around, and you have a friendly employee who helps them find exactly what they want. And the price is satisfactory to them. They think it's fair. And they get exactly what they want. They pay the price they want, and they walk out of the store. And you think, hey, I did that right. I've got a loyal customer now because I did that transaction right. But later you find out, and you meet that person at the gym because you work out at the same gym that they do. And you see the next time you see them about a month later, they're working out and they have some more sports apparel that they bought at your competitor's place just this past week, and you say, hey, what's the deal? Didn't you find what you wanted from me? Why did you go somewhere else? This is not an out of the ordinary event. And this happens with all types of businesses, whether you're a website designer, whether you're an apartment management company, an optometrist, a counselor, whatever. You do a good job with a customer and they don't come back to you for some reason. In fact, I'm going to give you some statistics here shortly. But research has found that this is not an out of the ordinary event, because what you just did is gave the customer what they expected. You gave them an ordinary customer experience. In fact, research says that only 21% of customers have a customer experience that is above average. So very likely, you are 79% likely to be giving an average to below average customer experience. And oftentimes, the only way to differentiate yourself from the competition is through the experience that a customer has with you. Because products can be copied no matter what industry you're in, whether it's sports apparel, website design, optometry, whatever, restaurants. It really is amazing how important the customer experience is to the profitability of your business, because customer loyalty equals profitability. So here are the stats on customer satisfaction related to the customer experience. So if you have an unsatisfactory customer experience, customers who are not satisfied with the customer experience are only 10% likely to be repeat customers and only 7% likely to recommend you to other friends. Quite frankly, that's amazing that anybody's willing to come back, but maybe there just aren't any other options. So 90% of the time, if your customer experience is unsatisfactory, you can kiss that customer sayonara, right? They're not coming back 90% of the time because your customer experience was less than satisfactory. Now wait, here in just a few moments, I'm going to give you what is a satisfactory customer experience, and you're going to say, wow, no wonder I keep searching for new customers. So 90% of the time, you will not see that customer again. However, customers who are satisfied with your business, what do you think that percentage is? Customers who are actually satisfied with the experience they receive from your business, they're only 42% likely to be loyal and only 30% likely to recommend you to their friends and family. Satisfied customers are indifferent about your business. And in fact, more than 50% of the time, they just decide to go try something else because, hey, you only gave them a satisfactory experience. So what happens when you really perform well? Well, listen to this. Customers who are amazed or astonished by their experience with you are 86% likely to be loyal repeat customers. 86%. And they're 97% likely to talk about you and recommend you to their friends and family. If they are wowed by your customer experience, 97% of the time, they are likely to recommend you to their friends and family. Wow. 86% likely to be loyal. Customer loyalty produces profit. Customer amazement produces customer loyalty. You have to be extraordinary in your customer experience to get that customer loyalty and thus an easier path to profitability. So how do you know if you're amazing to customers? Well, for one thing, you can do the smell test. Sniff the air around your business, right? Is it stale? Meaning, are you constantly seeking new customers because your current customers come and go? Are you having to spend more money than you should on advertising because customers are not talking about you? There's an inverse relationship between the amount of money you spend on advertising and the amount of word of mouth conversation you get about your business. So if you really want to determine how close or far away you are from an amazing customer experience, from really wowing your customers, we're going to use a formula. I'm going to introduce just this formula to you to determine your experience wow factor. It's pretty simple, really. It's I minus E equals W, which means all the ingredients of your customer's experience minus the customer expectations equals wow. I minus E equals your wow factor. Now, the higher your wow factor, the more loyal your customers will be, the more word of mouth you get, the higher your profitability. One leads to the other. The lower your wow factor, the harder you will have to work with your advertising and your promotion, the more discounts you have to give, the more specials you need to offer, the more you are just chasing after customers. So the path to customer loyalty is clear, isn't it? Turn your customer experience into something that's extraordinary, that wows your customers, makes them go wow, and repeat business will increase, word of mouth will spread, and profitability will rise. So let's look at that. Let's look at being an extraordinary business, having an extraordinary customer experience versus being a commodity and having a commodity customer experience. So a commodity means every day, widely available, familiar. That's a commodity. So if you have a regular customer experience that's widely available anywhere, including your products, your service, your quality, you have a commodity. Now, to be extraordinary means to be uncommon, to be original, remarkable, special. And here's the one I like, unimaginable. Customers cannot imagine what you are about to deliver to them. That's why they come to you. That's why they pay you money. And when they experience it, they say, wow. So a couple things here to think about. Wow is an emotional response, right? You don't say wow out of logic. You say wow because something touches you emotionally. You'll never hear Mr. Spock say, wow, live long and prosper, Jim. That rocked, right? It's not going to happen. So what you have to say to yourself is, am I a commodity or am I extraordinary? There are commodity transactions and there are wow transactions. Commodity transactions are the ones you create logically and methodically. Wow transactions are created with your heart and with your mind. And it's kind of difficult to get into your own business and say, am I delivering wow? But think about outside of your own business and the experiences that you receive when you go out and you just be a regular consumer, right? How rare are those wow experiences? They're pretty rare. The research I cited at the beginning of this episode said only 21% of experiences are above average. I think it's really less than that when I try to recall how many experiences I have that make me go, wow. There are just very few of them. So most of us, most businesses deliver ordinary customer experiences, ordinary customer service. And so we have to make up for it in other ways, right? A lot of times that's with price or added value that we put on, we tack on to the product or service that we're selling, because people aren't willing to pay the price that we want, right? And there's a quote I love from the John DeJulius book called What's the Secret? And he says, many times when a customer complains about price, it isn't because they're cheap or they're not willing to pay for it. It's because the experience doesn't warrant it. Meaning your experience is not worth the price tag that people are paying for. And we live in a world now and in an economy where it's not just about the product or the service anymore. People are paying money for experiences, and they're willing to pay a premium for experiences, even if it's for something as simple as buying sports apparel, right, to go work out in at the gym. So let's get back to the equation. Remember, it's I minus E equals W. Ingredients minus expectations equals wow. Simply meeting customer expectations is a blueprint for being ordinary, for being a commodity and commanding commodity prices. Customers have high expectations for what they think should be regular, ordinary customer experiences. What are those things, you say? Well, here are customer expectations. A clean, uncluttered store or a showroom or your website. That's one. A courteous, friendly staff with great customer support. Convenient hours. If you're a local business, you're open past 5 if you're physical. A convenient checkout on the web if you're a web-only business. It's easy to order. It's easy to buy what you want. You have what the customer wants in stock, or you can get it for them easily. You're easy to contact by phone, email. You have easy payment options, wide payment options. You accept all forms of payment. Your technology works. Your website works. Your employees are trained properly. They know how to work all the equipment. They know company policies. They never have to check with the manager. You and your employees can answer all the questions about your products or service. Your prices are fair. You have quality products and services. You deliver what you say you will deliver, and you will deliver it on time. You care about the customers. If you have all these things, congratulations, you have a commodity customer experience that meets the basic minimum customer expectations, and congratulations, your customer is likely to be loyal 42% of the time. Wow, customers are tough, aren't they? But that's just the way it is. That's the cost of doing business now. So how do we get extraordinary? Well, we subtract all those things from the ingredients that we already have in our customer experience. And what's left is how extraordinary you are. So remember the formula I minus E. All those ingredients I just mentioned, those are customer expectations. Count how many of those you have in your business. Now subtract all that list of expectations that I just gave you. What's left is how extraordinary you are. Many businesses are in the negative column because they don't even meet the basic customer expectations. By the way, I'm going to post that list of items in the show notes. You'll have a downloadable PDF of that, so you can check that off for your business. That'll be in the show notes at themarketingspot.com under the blog section, and look for this episode, number 99. So considering all that, how do you be extraordinary? How can you get that wow factor into your customer experience, into your business? Well, I believe it's such a thin line, really, that separates the ordinary businesses from the extraordinary brands. I call it the line of mediocrity. If you're willing to cross that line, if you're willing to do just a few things that other businesses won't or cannot do, those few marginal actions push your business across the line of mediocrity. And I think it all starts with your attitude. Are you willing to go across that line? Are you willing to do things that other businesses are not willing to do? Now, of course, first of all, you have to meet all the customer expectations. But once you do that, then you can push your way across that line of mediocrity. So you know that customers now expect you to be nearly flawless. Those are their expectations. They're very demanding. So the first question you need to ask yourself is, are you a company that's built to sell stuff or one that's built to experience? That's the first thing about when I'm talking about it starts with your attitude. It's your attitude. Are you a company that's built to sell or one that's built to experience? Built to experience. Let's start there. How often do you walk into a business or pull up to their website and the first thing you come in contact with is their price sheet or their offer, their special offer, buy now, here's a discount, buy now. Sales happen when wow happens, when extraordinary happens. At least repeat sales do. There's a chain of spas up in Ohio. In fact, it's John DeJulius who wrote that book, What's the Secret? He started off in business creating this extraordinary line of spas up in the Ohio region called John Roberts Spas. They don't try to sell you haircuts or spa treatments. Their objective is to create an experience of fashion, an experience that where you escape from stress, an experience of rejuvenation. That's their attitude. It's not, let's see how many spa treatments we can sell. Let's get people to get massages and facials and haircuts. No, theirs is about fashion, escape, and rejuvenation. That's an experience that I'll pay for. I can get a haircut anywhere. Well, you've seen my picture. I actually don't get haircuts, but I can get a massage from lots of different massage therapists, but I can't get rejuvenation and escape at all of those places. Many times I've used the example of our most famous local restaurant here in my hometown of Waco. It's called George's. It's one of the top five local brands here. When people come to town, it's where we take them out to eat. The owner, Sammy, says that his mission is to give his customers what he calls a big old time. His prices are good. His food is fine. But so are lots of restaurants. There are lots of places where you can go out and eat food, but you don't get to have a big old time in too many of those restaurants. But like restaurants, many businesses, we get bogged down in selling, air quotes, food rather than an experience. We get so caught up in the features and benefits and price of our product, we forget that people are really buying experiences. And I'm going to give you some examples as we go along here, as we answer this question, how can you be extraordinary? And I think there are two ways. The first way is through emotional engagement, connecting with your customers on an emotional level. And the second one is by creating memorable moments, those little stories that they retell to their friends and family later on. Remember, loyalty is an emotion. It's not a menu item. It's not a punch card. It's not a piece of cheese you hand people when they get to the end of the maze, when they get 10 punches on your so-called loyalty card. That's a piece of cheese you hand out to customers. It's not a loyalty card. Loyalty is an emotion. And I'll give you the example of two different, I hesitate to call one a pub, but two different pubs here in my hometown of Waco. There's Crickets and there's Dancing Bear Pub. Now, Crickets is a fine place. I've been there many times, got a lot of good memories there, and they have over 100 beers on tap right there. And I'm a craft brew aficionado. I wouldn't call me an aficionado. My friend John Moore calls me now a sensei, although he is the master at craft beer. But anyway, so there are two craft beer pubs here in town. One's not really a pub. It's a restaurant that serves some craft beer, and they have this tap line of 100 taps. It looks very impressive right there. But I'm loyal to the Dancing Bear Pub, which is a small, out-of-the-way place where you go and have craft beers. Now, they only serve stuff that comes in kegs. Well, they serve upscale bottles, too. But the difference is the experience. Even though the Crickets is flashier, Dancing Bear Pub has my loyalty because they are more, they connect with me on an emotional level, and they appreciate the beer more than they do at Crickets. At Crickets, you have a lot of college students who work there, and they don't know all the beers and everything. But if you go to Dancing Bear Pub, I think it's a requirement that every guy who works behind the bar there at Dancing Bear has to have a beard. For some reason, they all have beards. I don't know what it is about craft beer people, but they have to have beards. And so they know the beer, and you ask them about a beer, and they can tell you about it. They tell you how it tastes. They tell you where it comes from. They can't do that at Crickets. And so when I really want to get a craft beer experience, I go to Dancing Bear Pub. I don't go to Crickets because it's just a restaurant that serves craft beer, where Dancing Bear Pub is a craft beer pub that connects with you in the appreciation level. So loyalty is an emotion. And how do you start getting that emotional connect with your customers? How do you start creating loyalty with your customers? Well, let's ask some questions here to get us to that point. I'll put these questions in the show notes too at themarketingspot.com. So here are some questions. First one, what does your industry think is impossible to do? Things that just aren't done because, oh, it's impossible to do that. So for example, if you're in the tax preparation industry, what do you think it's impossible to do? Well, if people have complicated returns, it's impossible for them to do it by themselves, right? Until TurboTax came along. And now there are others too. And now they keep trying to make it simpler and simpler every year to make customers or to allow customers to do their own taxes. So what do you think is impossible for your industry to do? What are your customers' aspirations? Well, I want to be seen as a guy who knows about some of the finer things in life, and that's why I go to Dancing Bear Pub. So that allows me to talk intelligently about craft beer. That's just one example. Here's another question for you. Question number three. What has your customer never experienced before at your business because your type, whatever company, your sports apparel store just doesn't do those things? Like shame the customer. And I'm going to refer to a burger dive here in my hometown called Dave's Burger Barn. And they have what they call the Zipper Ripper, right? You've heard of those food challenges before. They have one called the Zipper Ripper. And it's 5 burger patties or 2 pounds of burgers, 5 slices of cheese, 5 slices of bacon, and a pound of potatoes. You can choose between tater tots and french fries. And you have 12 minutes to consume it. If you do in 12 minutes, you get the meal for free and you get a t-shirt. And of course, the pride, emotion there, the pride of saying you did the Zipper Ripper and you get your picture up on the wall of fame. But what about the people who don't finish it in time in the 12 minutes? They get put on the wall of shame. That's right. They take their picture and they get put on the wall of shame, and people happily go up on the wall of shame. So you don't shame your customers in business, right? Well, at Dave's Burger Barn, they do shame them if you don't finish the Zipper Ripper. That's a unique story to tell. That's another thing. Do you have stories about your business? Do you have memories that you can create? That's a question. What memories do you create for the customer when they leave? Did they just purchase something from you? Did they just eat a meal? Did they just walk out with a bag in their hands? Or did they walk out with something more? If your customers walk out with more, if they walk out of your place of business with a story, then you are on the path to greater profitability because you will have more loyal customers and you will have greater word of mouth conversation about your business. So now, after saying all that, are you ready to include the customer experience in your marketing plan? In the show notes, you'll find a couple of tools, including my customer experience map. If you plan on putting the customer experience into your marketing plan, here are 3 steps that you can take to get on that road to greater customer loyalty, more word of mouth, and higher profitability. Step 1, meet expectations. Download that worksheet. I'll put it in PDF form on the show notes. Meet all the customer's expectations. Check them off one by one. Step two, engage customers emotionally. Engage customers emotionally. Choose an emotion that you want to elicit from customers. Build the experience around that emotion. I've told you about Dollar Shave Club in past episodes. It's one of my new favorite brands, and I'm a member of the Dollar Shave Club. Why? I don't know. I guess I just connect emotionally with that company. The owner, the founder of the company, one of them, Michael, he's on there doing a video saying, hey, let's me and you shave together. Otherwise, I can buy Gillette or Schick. Who's a Gillette or Schick? I don't know anybody or Gillette or Schick. They're just a big display at my local grocery store where I go pick up my blades when I'm empty. Not anymore, though. Now I get them from Dollar Shave Club in the mail. Michael sends them to me every month. So engage your customers emotionally. And step three, map out memorable moments. I have a tool called the Customer Experience Map, which you can use to create a theme around your business. And we're running long here, so I'm not going to go into theming your customer experience today. But you can get those resources on my website. I'll put some links in the show notes. Take that customer experience map, map out some memorable moments, things that people will retell their friends and family later on when they start recommending your business because you have such an extraordinary customer experience. You need things that people can remember to tell about you. Those are the stories that people leave your business with, not just a bag. Does your business have a story that people will tell, or will they simply leave with a transaction? The difference is the loyalty and the profitability. I know an interior designer who doesn't just go in, look at the place, and come back with a design. She sits down with her clients. She goes through their family albums. She says, hey, I want your home, your interior, to tell a story. It's the story of your life, and I'm going to design that into the interior of your home. Wow, that's pretty powerful. And she has some tools built around just doing that, about taking the story of that family and building it into the interior design. Her story is the story. So in all of this, I hope I've convinced you as to the power of the customer experience and the important role it plays in your business. Now, when you do, if you do decide to do this, if you decide to cross that line of mediocrity, when you do create the extraordinary customer experience, you ruin it for everyone else. As I was prepping for this podcast episode, I read a story about IBM, and they just announced they're going to spend $100 million to upgrade their digital experience because they understand the importance of the experience. Now, this is what their senior vice president of global business services had to say in that announcement. She said, "The last best experience that anyone has anywhere becomes the minimum expectation for the experience they want everywhere." Think about that. You're going to set the bar. It's time for you to ruin it for everyone else. It's time for you to set the minimum expectation in the marketplace. And when you do, customers will be loyal to you. And 92% of the time, they will return. And 97% of the time, they'll talk about you to their friends and family. And you, as a result, will have a more profitable business. All right. So zoom on over to my website, themarketingspot.com. Look for the show notes on this episode, number 99. Look into the customer experience, customer loyalty equation. Download the tools that I mentioned. Click on the links that I'll provide and get moving. Cross that line of mediocrity. Set the minimum bar of expectation in the marketplace. You be the business that provides the stories to your customers. Also, while you're there, check out themarketingspot.com/plan. Take part in our new virtual workshop, Create a Custom Marketing Plan to Grow Your Business. It starts today, but for the next week, you can have late registration. You won't miss anything. Everything's recorded. It's a 9-week gently paced. I spread it out over 9 weeks on purpose so we don't try to rush everybody through and you feel overwhelmed. We'll take you step by step through the process of creating your marketing plan. It's priced at $249, but if you use the discount code 175, you get it for $175. And yes, the customer experience is included in my marketing plan. Check it out, themarketingspot.com/plan. And when I next talk to you with a new episode, it will be reformatted. The excitement grows, right? But next week, the most popular episode ever in the history of Power to the Small Business. I hope you'll join me. Until then, start working on your plan. So there you have it. That's a wrap on episode number 99 of The Big Show. My name is Jay Arrett, Dean of Marketing Know-How at themarketingspot.com. We'll catch you next time, and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Power to the Small Business with Jay Arrett, the internet show exclusively about small business marketing. Please see the complete show notes at themarketingspotblog.com. You can also listen to the show online and subscribe in iTunes at powertothesmallbusiness.com. Never miss an episode of the internet show all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.
Our thanks to Mary Lynn Foster of The Big Success Show for the opening and closing credits of the podcast. You can find Mary Lynn at The Big Success Podcast, BIGGSuccess.com.